Tuesday, September 1st, was an amazing and even glorious day. I wrote this podcast that day after a very early volunteer assignment of teaching a young Congolese woman to ride the local bus to work. It goes like this. Thank you, Lord. You are so awesome and so amazing. You make me laugh to myself and you sometimes make me laugh out loud. Today, you gently and graciously woke me up at 3:30 a.m. so that I didn't need my 4:30 a.m. alarm. You know that I always worry about waking Lisa up when I have an alarm set. So you took care of that. And with this extra hour of time, I had ample time for coffee, breakfast, and devotions with you. I think you love to meet with me as much or more as I love spending time with you. You made sure that I had this time this morning. Thank you. Then you reminded me to not drive over the freshly laid asphalt in our neighborhood on the way to the bus station. Again, thanks for the reminder. Then, and this was over the top, I arrived at the Queen Street bus station at 5:45 a.m. I wanted to use the restroom before spending 2 hours on the bus, but the office only opened at 6 a.m. So you graciously provided a security guard just sitting nearby who saw my need and opened the door for me. What can I say? Just wow. You kept paving the way for me and parting the sea before me. So then at 5:55 a.m., I met the young refugee who I was to teach how to ride bus number 10, the Lidditz bus, up to Souders Eggs. She was with her case manager. Well, we established a communication process with Google Translate for English to Kinyarwanda and WhatsApp for sending it to her. We boarded the bus at about 6:05 a.m. for our adventure. Then, and I give all the glory to God for this idea, but I told her that just maybe there would be someone on the bus who also worked at Souders Eggs, and if so, they could help her get off at the right bus stop. She looked around and then smiled and pointed to a colleague she recognized. He was sitting way up front on the bus, and we were near the very back. So I went up front and asked him if he worked at Souders Eggs. He said that he did, so we quickly moved up and sat near him. He seemed like a nice enough guy, but was jamming to some tunes on his phone with earbuds. Funny thing, though, I'm neurotic about paying close attention to the roads and bus stops so I can teach people to pull the yellow cord at just the right time to signal to the bus driver to stop the bus at the correct stop. As we were approaching the bus stop for Souders Eggs, I tapped the guy and said, "Aren't you going to pull the cord?" With that, he jumped up, looked out the window, and pulled the cord. And they both jumped off the bus. I stayed on the bus and rode it back to Queen Street Station. Oh, and it was super smart for me to bring a long-sleeved shirt to wear. Though it was very warm and humid outside, the bus was as cold as a meat locker. So I tell you all that to say this. This smooth, serene, safe, effective bus ride was an answer to my prayers this morning. I had asked God in my prayer time for a safe, serene day on the bus, and I asked to be helpful to this hard-working refugee. God certainly answered that prayer. I just hope that this young woman was helped in some small way. So for your encouragement, I ask you to take all your plans, hopes, and dreams to the Lord, and also ask to be useful for someone. Then, have an encouraging week.